think that the school board and the trustees possibly and the mission committee would like to have a little time. So we're going to go in that order. I'm looking for Owen. There he is. So Owen, if you want to come up here, you can go over what you wanted to share. And then after Owen, if where's Leroy? I don't see him. There he is. You want to? You don't have anything, but do you want to come up and share, or you want to get up right there?
Yeah, the only, yeah.
Okay, you go right after Owen. And then the mission committee, is that Brian or is that you? That's you, John? So you can come up following that, okay? Come on.
Good evening. Like to bring something up that the teachers have shared with us. Can everybody hear me? Sounds really loud. Like to bring something up that the teachers have shared with us the last while. The gym and the cafeteria and the kitchen Monday morning a lot of times has really got a lot of mess. They spend a good bit of time, I think most Monday mornings, and sometimes during the week if there's some kind of function going on here at the church, just cleaning up and getting things straightened out. I know the children after church use the gym a lot. There's a lot of balls that they can get into and play with things down there. And usually they leave things left out. So I don't know if we want to just, well, we'd like to have your ideas, your input from the church to decide what we can do to make this better so that we don't have this continued extra work for the teachers. Some of the thoughts that were brought up, do we lock things up? Do we lock the gym up on Sunday? Do we lock the balls up on Sunday? Do we possibly maybe get a janitor that would come in Monday morning real early and clean it all up? Those are a few ideas. Does anybody have any more, or does anybody want to comment on those ideas?
I'm on the school board, David. I remember right, it's been quite a few years ago.
In the gym. Youth functions, it can be sometimes just families coming, whatever. Not exactly sure what it all is, but no, it's not just from the children, I don't believe. Is that right, Gilbert?
Yeah, sometimes it seems to be youth functions also.
Mm-hmm. Cafeteria, you know, if they use the kitchen stuff, sometimes it's just left out. Trash cans might have stuff in it, but they might be full of. If somebody uses a Friday evening and puts food in the trash, sometimes I can start smelling by Monday morning, a couple days later. Were you going to say something?
I don't have any little kids, so I'm not saying this is biased, but I kind of wonder about a winter in Idaho and not have the kids be able to go in the gym. I'm not saying that it's a mess it up.
something that we need policy or just reminders? Because I think we all want our kids, youth, school kids, everybody, and ourselves to be respectful and proactive to clean up after ourselves. But I know sometimes it just means you have to, at least with my kids, you have to stay on top of them. You have to keep reminding them, and that half of parenting is just nagging. So I don't know if this is something that we need to have a policy, or do we as a church just need to really buckle down and make sure that we know where our kids were at the church and what they've done, and youth functions, just encourage our youth to make sure they clean up. And
just bring it up every little bit about the fact that it needs to stay orderly and the children when they're down there. It's going to be if there's not a, and I understand the policy deal too. I sort of don't really like that either. But there will always be Monday morning cleanup for the school. Definitely.
Another thing that happens, you get a whole new set of children and parents through every 5 years. And so we have to keep saying it over and over again, every 2 to 3, 4 years. And it's just part of having a church that lasts for 30, 40 years.
So another thing with Nelson and Norv there, on top of that, if you have a janitor,
thanks for bringing that up, Charles. That was another thing I was trying to remember. Somebody had said about in the past, I understand that if someone used the gym during the week or a weekend, that they would call the trustee member and just clarify and confirm it with them that nobody else is using it and make sure it's going to be all right to use it. I don't know if that's still going on or not. Leroy, there's still... That would help a little bit, then, if the trustee would just remind them that things need to be cleaned up after they're done.
We had a discussion, not probably within the last year, that might have been a year ago, whenever the gym was being used, and we had talked about a men's meeting, and it worked for a while, but it just quit again. But as far as the trustees, too, it was with that, but whoever was in charge of, whoever was using the gym, there was supposed to be a person that was responsible. And the trustee knew who that was so that they could always contact him. But if it's a church function, like if it's on the hotline, that's a little different because everybody already knows. But that was already, that was already something we decided. It's just a matter of if we're going to keep doing it or just ignoring it like we don't have been probably.
So you're saying that when a group of people decided to have something, that there's one person in charge to make sure it gets cleaned up, or that they would contact the trustee?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure somebody else remembers. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that we had this discussion on youth activities or whatever that people would want to use the gym. They would call the trustee up and say that they were doing it, and we knew who was in charge of it, and you could just remind them that you got to make sure that you clean up. But
yeah, if it's a youth activity or if it's something that is set on the hotline, just an activity that the whole church is involved with, and then there's not really anything that anybody's really in charge to make sure it's cleaned up.
Well, who's ever in charge of that activity should be charged. I mean, they're the ones that are responsible, whether it's youth or whoever it is really
yeah.
should be responsible.
Any other ideas, comments, thoughts?
How much work is it to come on Monday morning and clean it up?
What do you think, over 20 minutes, half hour?
Yeah, you know, it's not like a huge job, 20 minutes maybe. It's more just sort of a little thorn in the flesh, I think.
What's it consist of?
Balls, well, outside of here, sometimes there's pop cans and water bottles and stuff in the gym, articles of clothing like jackets and stuff, and balls out of the locker, which, you know, most people probably wouldn't think about it. It's just that when you work there every day, you kind of start getting a little more picky, I guess. yeah, stuff like the paper cups, that kind of thing. Sometimes it's sports, kind of dirty.
So if somebody volunteered to do that every Monday morning, what's wrong with that idea?
Sounds great to me. Are you volunteering?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Wow. That'd be wonderful.
Good luck with that. I get up at 5 o'clock every morning, and I might as well come over here and just probably as soon as it gets daylight.
Boy, I can see like pretty late right now.
I'm just talking about Monday morning.
Yeah.
If it works in something more, well, then that's another question.
Okay.
I would like to say thank you to Sid. That's really nice of you to offer to do that. But also like Nelson's idea that we still need to teach our kids responsibility. You can let somebody else take care of us.
I think that's great. That's correct. It's, thank you again. And I guess there's nobody that has anything against Sid doing that, or maybe would like the chance to do it as well. But we still need to teach our children to take care of church property and ourselves as well, to remember that it's a wonderful place to be, and it's really nice that we have it. But let's take personal responsibility for it. Okay, that's all I had. Thank you.
So I only have one thing that I know of, and that is the gym also, kind of with what Owen was saying, except for that. With Christmas banquets coming up, the people are wondering if they can use that. Does anybody know? I know we had talked about it before in other men's meetings, if we rent the gym out for that, the kitchen and the gym, or is that off limits for our people?
Well, we have done it in the past. We haven't charged much rent, but we need to find out if people are okay with that, or do they not want that to happen.
So what do you as people think of that, of letting...
You're talking about the kitchen.
The kitchen, cafeteria, and then also the gym area.
Are you talking about families or companies?
Companies.
Like people from not from the church or...
From the church. They do a donation towards the building fund or the church or something, if they could use it.
We have a printed list for the charges.
Oh, you
should have that. Whether or not that's for our church people, but if it's a business use, it might apply. But we have that. I think you have that paper that shows the
the different charges for everything and for cafeteria, and I think that's kind of split up. We had done that at one time.
So is it for just the church people, or can other people use it too?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That was a little bit kind of whatever that we had charged other people for using the, for weddings and stuff. But I don't think that was never really talked about for business use. Yeah, and that was also before we redid the kitchen.
I personally like to see our people use it now. And it's nice that they can donate stuff when you do it. But I think it's nice because it's part of who we are and what we do. And I just like it. I don't have a problem with it. They clean up when they're done. But I hate seeing stuff not, we have the equipment, we have the room, and the facilities to let someone do that. I like it.
So are you just saying for church families or also for...
I'm talking specifically our church members.
Okay.
Using the business to do outside of that, maybe not so much. Mm-hmm. That's fine. It's only the thing.
Should we vote on it?
Yeah. Who's in favor of letting the local church people do it?
Okay. So we'll just do for church people only. And then, so who all is in favor of letting the church use it, the church function, use the gym and the kitchen area, and then they'll have a, do we have a set price for the kitchen use if they use all the utensils and stuff?
We had that, but that wasn't necessarily said that that was for our church people.
Okay.
But if it's, I mean, that was for other people using it, whether you classify that as business use or just our church people use it. But there is a price that we had kind of discussed before, but it wasn't saying that that was for our people.
I think they should pay for it totally. It's a business type of a deal. And it's not, it's nothing to do with the church function or anything like that.
Okay. We'll do that.
Leroy,
yeah.
We're having a hard time hearing what people are saying back here.
Okay. Dayton just said that us as the trustees should come up with a number for what we want to charge people to use the utensils in the kitchen and everything. And Jeff said that we do have a set price for people outside the church. So we'll look at that number, and then we as trustees will decide and get back with you on the pricing.
Okay, you're not proposing that business outside the church?
No, just business that are owned from church members.
Yeah, because he'd get drinking and smoking and stuff going on.
Or you could just do donations. Donations usually higher than set price.
You could do a suggested donation.
We'll try suggested donation. Okay, so who all's in favor of letting the church use the gym and the cafeteria area, kitchen? Okay, who all is not in favor? I'm sorry, you're outnumbered. Okay, that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, so just a quick overview of what we're going to talk about. So Ken Byler came to us a little while ago, a couple weeks ago, and he talked about his vision that he has for helping abused people, and he has mentioned it in church a couple times too. And so we talked about it, and we our kind of our position as a mission board is to be an advisory to that, like to maybe offer a little direction or advice along the way, and just see what happens. So decided to go and to give you guys kind of like a 30,000 foot view of what Ken told us, what we understand, and kind of a system to move forward to explore the idea. So his original vision was to help people that are abused, whether they be single moms or traffic victims or people basically that need help. And he's going to... Do you have all your people lined up to go to Atlanta? Do you have everyone? Do you have all the couples? Do you have two couples now? You had one before to go to Atlanta.
Well, we don't have anybody. Well, we have one from another community, but nobody's from here.
No one from here yet. Okay. So he was wanting to go to Atlanta to go visit a couple organizations in the area that has rehabilitation centers and that type of thing, that works with abused women or trafficked or single moms, people in bad situations in life. And his idea was to go explore and to see how they do things, because that's where his heart is, and I appreciate that a lot, actually. And you know, see how they do things and come back with ideas. He also mentioned of having some awareness training or classes, and we were talking about that, and we think it would be helpful maybe as we pursue this idea to have a guest speaker come here and offer like a day or a half a day or a two-hour session to be determined to explain what this even involves and what it's like. And I personally have experience with Eric and Kate Klonsalter from, he's from Manitoba and she's from Michigan, and they currently live in New York. I met them over in Greece. And Kate has been in the forefront of helping Mennonite girls that have been abused, and also anti-trafficking efforts in Moria, in Camp Moria in Greece. Has been doing this since she was 17. I think she's now like 22 or 23. Anyway, and they're a very passionate couple, and I talked to Eric, and he would consider coming in March, maybe, and just to share their heart, whether we decide to even move forward with any of this or not, it would still do us a ton of good, especially with people in our own communities. So that's kind of what we're thinking. He was maybe could come in March to give a talk, him and Kate. And then Ken can maybe share his thoughts of what he learned over there in Atlanta, and kind of feel it out as we go. How can I say this? The thought of helping abused people is noble. It is needed, and I do believe it is what the Christian life is all about. But we do need to realize what responsibility that comes with it. For something as a church to be a church involved in situation where we're doing a rehabilitation and that type of thing, we have to be willing to welcome these people with lots of baggage into our church. We have to love them. We have to show kindness to them, understanding. Be willing to hear their stories. The little experience I have with people like this, there's a lot of baggage, and there is a lot of horrific things. And it takes people that are committed, it takes people that believe in it, that have a caring heart, and are able to handle that type of stress. I've seen many girls that have been working with trafficked women break down and basically go crazy. Crazy is really strong, but they emotionally, they're emotionally shot and could be emotionally shot for a year or longer because they didn't have the training and the emotional ability to handle that. So it's a noble thing. I think it's something in our community that we could reach out in the community around us, especially with single moms and that type of thing, to help the people, to help the needy. We just need to go into it with both eyes open and realize what we're getting into and also the commitment that goes with it. We're not talking about something that's a month at a time. We're talking about years and years. So look at it like boys' camps, kind of. So I'm saying all this to get us to start to think. Ken has a vision, and we need people with vision like that to move forward. And us as a mission committee is kind of trying to direct the vision a bit and to produce a program or a system that we can explore it. So that's kind of what's happening with that. And, you know, also as a mission board, I didn't tell them I'd say this, but we welcome everyone's ideas of stuff that they have. Just because Ken came here doesn't mean it's the only idea. Some other people have other ideas that they would like for mission stuff. Come to us, talk to us, and we're open for direction input in any of that type of thing. And also, it was mentioned that I was building a list of missions that we could support and to recommend for our youth to go to. If you have people that you would like to add to that, at some point in the future, I will probably do like a little bit of a rundown of each one of those. I would love to see our church be more involved in more of a wider range of missions to give more options for our youth and encourage our youth to, and married folks, not just youth, to go do stuff that way. So that's kind of what we're working on right now, and we will give updates as we can. So thank you.
Okay. We have other committees, but we would like to just go with that for tonight, give William a little more time to share with us. And so we're going to talk about, I want to say thank you for your brethren doing what you just did, taking care of those needs. That was good. But we're going to talk about the ordination now. And I have something that I would like to share with you before I turn it over.